This is Kathy Damaris, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading from Arizona Highways. The July 2026 issue of Arizona Highways magazine celebrates the U.S. semi-quincentennial by highlighting 250 local things to love about the state, including artisans, eateries, historical landmarks, and wildlife spots. It serves as a travel guide showcasing Arizona's diverse landscapes, scenic photography destinations, and cultural history to inspire exploration. Today, I'm going to continue reading from the article entitled 250 Things We Love About Arizona. The first category I'll cover today is roadside historical markers. Schneider-Kavanaugh Shootout. In 1878, the Schneider-Kavanaugh gang, led by Bill Kavanaugh, came to this spot in present-day Eager after robbing a man of $12,000 in gold and killing him. As the story goes, the gang members couldn't agree on how to divvy up their loot, so they started shooting at each other. In the end, as many as seven of the outlaws died, the rest of the gang rode north to the small ranching community of St. James, where residents were armed and waiting. A few more gang members were killed there, and the rest headed south to Springerville, where they met the same fate. Today, the bodies of three unidentified gang members are in a grave to the left of the historical marker. The marker in Apache County is on River Road, 0.1 miles south of Central Avenue, State Route 260 in Eager. Geronimo Surrender Monument. Geronimo's fourth and final surrender was in Skeleton Canyon on September 6, 1886. General Nelson A. Mills took the credit. One of the conditions of the surrender was that the free Chiricahua Apaches would get to see their families upon arrival in Florida, where they were being imprisoned. However, President Grover Cleveland was still expecting an unconditional surrender. Unbeknownst to the Chiricahuas, Miles had decided that since Geronimo had broken his prior conditions of surrender, all agreed upon terms were null. On the marker, Geronimo is misidentified as a chief. He was a warrior, but not a chief. The marker is in Cochise County near milepost 406 north of Skeleton Canyon Road on State Route 80. Jacob Lake Lookout Tower. This lookout tower was built in 1934 to help spot wildfires in the surrounding national forest. It stands 100 feet tall and has a 49-square-foot cab on top. In the first years after the U.S. Forest Service was established in 1905, fire guards patrolled the forest on horseback. The earliest form of a lookout structure was a simple platform mounted in a tree. Eventually, permanent lookout stations and towers were established on prominent points. The marker is in Coconino County, 1.2 miles south of U.S. Route 89A on State Route 67 near Jacob Lake, Salt River before the dam. The Salt River begins in the White Mountains as runoff from melting snow, which finds its way into streams and creeks that eventually form the White and Black Rivers. The confluence of the two rivers marks the official start of the Salt River, which was dammed in the early 20th century. Construction on Theodore Roosevelt Dam began in 1903 as part of an effort to control the Salt River and gather its water for irrigation. The dam's namesake, President Theodore Roosevelt, dedicated the structure on March 18, 1911, by pressing a button that began the collection of water in the reservoir. Seven decades later, from 1989 to 1996, the dam underwent a major modification project. The dam forms Theodore Roosevelt Lake, which has approximately 128 miles of shoreline. The marker is in Gila County at Inspiration Point, an overlook near milepost 242 of the Apache Trail, State Route 88, Oddfellows Home. In June 1920, the State Lodge of Oddfellows and Rebecca's announced that a home for orphans and senior citizens would be built on the Beebe's family 13-acre homestead in Safford. For 25 years, the facility served as a home for elderly convalescents, along with 33 orphans and half-orphans. Garden crops, an orchard, and farm animals were tended on the grounds. After 1953, the building was used as a meeting and social hall, then as a library. The Tudor Revivalist Home, which was designed by William Bray and features an arched arcade porch, was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1980. 88. The marker is in Graham County on the front porch of the building, which is at 808 South 8th Avenue in Safford. Clifton Cliff Jail. The first jail in the small mining town of Clifton was built in the early 1880s to hold some of the West's most desperate outlaws. Its two jail cells were carved into the steep rock, giving it the appearance of a barred window catacomb. Ironically, the jail's first occupant is said to have been its builder, Margarito Varela. As the story goes, he celebrated the completion of his handiwork by tanking up on too much fire water and shooting up a local dance hall. He was promptly arrested and locked in his own Huskow. The marker is in Greenlee County at milepost 164 on U.S. Route 191, Coronado Trail, in Clifton. In memory of Hualapai ancestors, after defeat at the hands of the U.S. Army in the Hualapai Wars of the 1860s, the Hualapai survivors were led to a camp on the Colorado River. In 1874, orders were issued to relocate them to another place. The forced march to La Paz was physically exhausting, and the route through the mountains of western Arizona was rough. During the Hualapai's internment, many died due to disease and lack of food. The marker reads, "We greet the spirits of our ancestors and embrace their strength, their dignity, and above all else, their will to survive this Holocaust. The Hualapai people's strength and cultural survival endures for all future generations to come." The marker is in La Paz County near milepost 3 on Mojave Drive, 6 miles north of Interstate 10 near Ehrenberg. The Old Verde River Sheep Bridge. The original Verde River Sheep Bridge was constructed at this location in the 1940s by the Flagstaff and Howard Sheep Companies, which had been grazing sheep in the Bloody Basin area of the Tonto National Forest since 1926. After the bridge was constructed, the 11,000 sheep that wintered on three nearby grazing allotments authorized by the U.S. Forest Service could safely cross from one side of the Verde to the other. The suspension bridge was approximately 350 feet long but only 30 inches wide with high wooden sides. A new bridge reminiscent of the original stands at the site today. The marker is in Maricopa County, approximately 20 miles northeast of Carefree, and can be accessed via Cave Creek Road, later Seven Springs Road, Forest Road 24, and Forest Road 269. A high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicle is required. Taming the Colorado. From this marker, visitors can look into Black Canyon and a narrow, river-like portion of Lake Mojave. To the left, about 59 miles downstream, is Davis Dam, which has a crest length of 1,600 feet and a top width of 50 feet. A 1944 treaty with Mexico required the United States to construct Davis Dam for regulation of water to be delivered to Mexico. To the right, 11 miles upstream, is Hoover Dam. The massive structure, which was dedicated in 1935, was built at a cost of $49 million. When adjusted for inflation in 2026, that would be approximately $1.6 billion. The U.S. government built these dams to help control the periodic flooding of the Colorado River, to provide irrigation during dry periods, and to generate electricity. The marker is in Mojave County at the Lake Mead Scenic View Pullout at milepost 13 on U.S. Route 93. Show low and you win the ranch. In 1876, according to legend, Corydon E. Cooley and Marion Clark, two ranchers who were partners in managing 100,000 acres of land at the northwest edge of the White Mountains, determined that the land wouldn't support two families. Neither man was willing to buy the other out. To settle the matter, the legend goes, Cooley and Clark engaged in a friendly game of 7-up played at the kitchen table of Cooley's two-story home atop the hill directly south of this monument. As the game neared completion, Cooley needed just 1 point to win. With nothing else to lose, Clark, holding a 3, said, "Show low and you win the ranch." Cooley drew the deuce of clubs. He then supposedly renamed the ranch Sholo, and the main street through town became known as the Deuce of Clubs. The marker is in Mojave County at the intersection of Cooley and 11th Streets in Sholo. Prehistoric rock art. Rock art is found throughout the world, including the Saguaro National Park. Most rock art in the Southwest predates written history and originated hundreds or even thousands of years ago. Prehistoric occupation of Saguaro National Park spans the Archaic and Hohokam periods. Evidence of the Archaic period in the park, which may go back as far as 5000 BC, is limited to temporary camps and hunting sites. The Hohokam people were farmers, gatherers, and hunters who lived in the river valleys and deserts of southern Arizona from AD 300 to 1450, and most of the rock art appears to be from this period. The rock art here is primarily petroglyphs carved into the rock rather than pictographs painted on the rock. The marker is in Pima County at Signal Hill Picnic Area at the intersection of Signal Hill and Golden Gate Roads in Saguaro National Park West. Gadsden Purchase. Known in Mexican history as the sale of the Mesilla Valley, the Gadsden Purchase transferred 29,640 square miles of northern Mexico, La Mesilla, to the United States in exchange for $10 million. The sale was initiated in large part by robber barons intent on building a transcontinental railroad, and the most practical route was south of the Gila River in the newly acquired land. The purchase was negotiated by the U.S. Minister to Mexico, James Gadsden. Under the agreement, residents of the territory were given the same protections as those given to residents of the land ceded to the United States in the 1848 Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Today, the Gadsden Purchase accounts for 24% of Arizona's total landmass. There are identical markers at the eastbound and westbound Interstate 10 rest areas just north of State Route 387 near Casa Grande. Fray Marcos de Niza. On April 12, 1539, a Franciscan monk by the name of Marcos de Niza crossed into the San Rafael Valley in a place now known as Arizona. He was searching for the fabled seven cities of Cibola, which were said to be rich beyond description. From Arizona, he moved northeast to the Zuni villages in New Mexico, which he saw in the light of a golden setting sun. To the pious monk, weary and tired, they appeared as golden villages. He backtracked to Mexico, told his story, and inspired the 1540 expedition led by the haughty conquistador Francisco Vázquez de Coronado. It was Marcos de Niza, however, who was thought to have been the first European to set foot in the land west of the Rocky Mountains, and those steps are said to have occurred near this marker. The marker is in Santa Cruz County on Duquesne Road, a half mile north of the U.S.-Mexico border near Lochiel. Pecan Lane Rural Historic Landscape. Pecan Lane gets its name from the rows of pecan trees that dominate the area. Those trees played a significant role in the agricultural history of Camp Verde. During the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the community served as a breadbasket for several towns in Yavapai and Coconino counties, including Jerome, Prescott, and Flagstaff. In 1926, Noah Haydon purchased the property and moved there with his son Carl and daughter-in-law Eva. The next year, Eva began planting pecan seedlings to introduce a new cash crop nourished by water from the Eureka Ditch. The seedlings developed into the majestic trees that distinguish Pecan Lane today. The marker is in Yavapai County on Montezuma Castle Highway, 2 miles north of State Route 260 near Camp Verde. Castle Dome Mining District. In 1863, Jacob Schnively, founder of Gila City and a right-hand man to Sam Houston, arrived in the Castle Dome Mountains of western Arizona. Within 15 years, Castle Dome City's population rivaled that of nearby Yuma. The Castle Dome Mine, which had seven shafts, was patented in 1876. 2 years later, the mine operators built what was said to have been the world's largest wagon, one with a capacity of 20 tons, and that required a team of 40 horses or mules to pull it. In the 1940s, during World War II, the government's need for lead brought another boom to the area, and more than 9 million pounds of lead ore was mined. It's been said that the mining effort made the area a target of the Japanese during the war, but the Japanese military didn't have planes that could fly that far. The marker is in Yuma County at the Castle Dome Mining Museum off U.S. Route 95 northeast of Yuma. And that concludes Roadside Historical Markers. The next section in the 250 Things We Love About Arizona is entitled Learn. Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. The mission of this world-renowned museum is to inspire people to live in harmony with the natural world by fostering love, appreciation, and understanding of the Sonoran Desert. To do that, it showcases the flora and fauna of Arizona, including Mexican wolves. Most importantly, it teaches the importance of conservation. Arizona Sonora Desert Museum is located at 2021 North Kinney Road in Tucson, phone number 520-883-2702, website desertmuseum.org. Casa Malpay Archaeological Park and Museum. The name means House of the Badlands, but Casa Malpay is a good place to learn about the ancient Mogollon people who occupied this site between 1240 and 1350. The complex includes underground rooms, petroglyphs, a great kiva, and a pueblo with more than 50 rooms. The site was named a National Historic Landmark in 1964. Casa Malpay Archaeological Park and Museum is located at 418 East Main Street in Springerville, phone number 928-333-5375, website springervilleaz.gov/Casa Malpay. Center for Creative Photography. When the CCP opened its doors in 1975, it protected the archives of five living master photographers, Ansel Adams, Wynne Bullock, Harry Callahan, Aaron Siskind, and Frederic Sommer. In the decades since, that number has grown to 270 photographers, and today the CCP is recognized as one of the world's most respected study centers for the history of photography. The Center for Creative Photography is located at 1030 North Olive Road in Tucson, phone number 520-621-7968, website ccp.arizona.edu. De Gracia Gallery in the Sun. Greeting cards, refrigerator magnets, dinner plates. Ted De Grazia's artwork has been reproduced on just about anything with a flat surface, or any surface really. And along the way, De Grazia became the most reproduced artist in the world. Today, his legacy lives on at the studio and gallery he built by hand in the Sonoran Desert. De Grazia Gallery in the Sun is located at 6300 North Swan Road in Tucson, phone number 520-299-9191. Website degrazia.org. Hurd Museum. On December 26, 1929, Dwight Hurd and his wife May decided to share their extensive collection of indigenous art in a museum they'd built next to their home in central Phoenix. Today, the Hurd Museum is a world-renowned repository of rich and vibrant American Indian art, from traditional artworks to contemporary creations. This museum is a must. The Hurd Museum is located at 2301 North Central Avenue in Phoenix, phone number 602-252-4850, website hurd.org. Karchner Caverns State Park. In 1974, Randy Tufts and Gary Tenen were on a mission to find a cave that no one had ever seen before. They hit the mother lode at the base of the Whetstone Mountains. Among the many natural wonders inside is a 21-foot limestone stalactite. It hangs from the ceiling in the throne room. Karchner Caverns State Park is located at 2980 South State Route 90 near Benson. Phone number 520-586-4100. Website azstateparks.com/Karchner. Kitt Peak National Observatory. Founded in 1958, this observatory is home to one of the largest arrays of telescopes in the world. On special occasions, a handful of visitors get to look through some of those telescopes and observe distant celestial bodies. nebulae, planets, and galaxies. By the way, some of those things don't even exist anymore, but their light still reaches Earth. Kitt Peak National Observatory is located on State Route 386 in the Tohono O'odham Nation, phone number 520-318-8726, website kpno.noirlab.edu. Kolb Studio. Built on the south rim of the Grand Canyon, this historic building served as the home and photography studio of Emery and Ellsworth Kolb. Today, it serves as a bookstore, art gallery, and museum. In addition, it's home base for the annual Grand Canyon Celebration of Art, which takes place September 25th to the 27th. Kolb Studio is located at the Grand Canyon Conservancy. Phone number 800-858-2808, website grandcanyon.org. La Fiesta de los Vaqueros. The Tucson Rodeo was established in 1925 to showcase the city's Wild West allure and attract winter visitors. The first competition was held at Kramer Field, now the Catalina Vista neighborhood, but the event quickly outgrew that venue and moved to its present location on 6th Avenue. Today, the rodeo hosts 11,000 spectators every spring. La Fiesta de los Vaqueros takes place at 4823 South 6th Avenue in Tucson. Phone number 520-741-2233. Website tucsonrodeo.com. Lowell Observatory. Since its founding in 1894, Flagstaff's Lowell Observatory has seen some significant moments in space history, including Percival Lowell's search for Martian canals and Clyde Tombaugh's discovery of Pluto. Today, the observatory, one of the oldest in the world, offers guided tours, science talks, and access to its out-of-this-world planetarium. Lowell Observatory is located at 1400 West Mars Hill Road in Flagstaff, phone number 928-774-3358, website lowell.edu. Museum of Northern Arizona. This excellent museum explores the archaeology, geology, and history of the region, including Route 66. Now showing through January 31st, 2027, is Wagon Road to Mother Road, which traces the evolution of travel across northern Arizona from the historic Bill Wagon Road to historic Route 66. Museum of Northern Arizona is located at 3101 North Fort Valley Road in Flagstaff, phone number 928-774-5213, website musnaz.org. Palatki Heritage Site. The name is a Hopi word that translates to Red House, but the Hopis have no ties to this site. Palatki and nearby Honaki are Sinaguan cliff dwellings, and between 1100 and 1300, they were considered to be the largest such sites in the area. Palatki can be explored today via two trails. Reservations are required. For more information about Palatki Heritage Sites, contact the Red Rock Ranger District, phone number 928-203-2900, website fs.usda.gov/Coconino. Pimeria Alta Historical Society Museum. The Pimeria Alta is a region that overlaps southern Arizona and northern Sonora, Mexico, and is the ancestral land of the Tohono O'odham people. This museum, which was formed in 1948, helps preserve the rich history of the region. In addition to the rotating exhibits, the collection includes thousands of original photographs, documents, objects, and oral history recordings. Pimeria Alta Historical Society Museum is located at 136 North Grand Avenue in Nogales, phone number 520-287-4621, website pimeriaaltamuseum.org. Sanguinetti House Museum. The history of the lower Colorado River is more than just a record of floods. The Sanguinetti House tells the story of the river's impact on the Arizona Territory and life during the late 1800s. It does so through artifacts, exhibits, photos, and even the house itself. Sanguinetti House Museum is located at 240 South Madison Avenue in Yuma, phone number 928-782-1841, website yumahistoric.org. Sigler Western Museum. The Sigler, formerly Desert Caballeros Western Museum, houses thousands of items that celebrate Western culture and heritage, including works by Frederick Remington, Charles Russell, and Lon McGargy. It also hosts Cowgirl Up, an annual celebration of female artists. Sigler Western Museum is located at 21 North Frontier Street in Wickenburg. Phone number 928-684-2272. Website westernmuseum.org. Southwestern Research Station, located in the Chiricahua Mountains, the SWRS is a field station of the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Although it's used primarily by scientists and educators for research and workshops, amateur naturalists and birders can learn about the Madrean Sky Islands too through field courses and nature tours. Southwestern Research Station is located at 2003 West Cave Creek Road in Portal, phone number 520-558-2018, website amnh.org. Taliesin West Film Series. Frank Lloyd Wright and his wife, Olgavana, would often invite friends and family and the rich and famous to their home to watch movies in the Cabaret Theater. Today, mere mortals can do the same through the Taliesin West Film Series, which features timeless movies in an intimate theater. Taliesin West Film Series is located at 12621 North Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard in Scottsdale, phone number 480-860-2700, website franklloydwright.org. Tucson Festival of Books. This book festival ranks as one of the best in the country. It's in the top three on most lists. Because of that, it attracts top-tier authors from around the country, as well as some of the best writers in Arizona. In addition, there are author panels and workshops, all situated on the beautiful campus of the University of Arizona. Tucson Festival of Books is held on the University of Arizona campus in Tucson, phone number 520-621-0302, website tucsonfestivalofbooks.org. That's all the time we have today, but next time I'll continue reading from the article 250 Things We Love About Arizona. This is Kathy DeMaris, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona.